Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. We have a topic we're going to do. Odyssey.com Rewind, if you wanted the Tigers' primo trade target, according to ESPN, I fully support it. But you guys pre-show were pretty spicy. You were ball breakers. Oh, we got a topic. Ooh, Mike's going to throw a chair like I'm some kind of wind-up toy. But
yeah,
look, the offseason is upon us, and you guys were tickled pink with this article in the Free Press. So I'm going to sit here, and I'll do what I'm told, minus the chair part. I don't know what you think I'm going to get so upset about. I'm in a good mood, but what is the issue? Lay it out for me.
Basically, it was an article in the Free Press. They came up with a list of free agent players that the Pistons should pursue.
Free agents?
Yes.
Well, the free agent class is garbage.
Okay, and I'll add there's some that they could trade for as well.
Okay, so
I'll
there
add
are trades
both
on
there's
here.
Two lists.
You have my entry.
Right, we haven't wound you up yet. Calm down, as you would like.
Relax.
All right. But they came up with a list of names, and these are some targets that, honestly, we've talked about the free agent list. It's not good.
It's awful.
And I think if you're going to any of these names, you're better off just re-signing everybody that's on the team right now. I'd rather see you bring back Tim Hardaway Jr.
Come on.
You want the list of names?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, let me give you the free agent list first I go through the trade list.
How many of these am I going to approve of? Is that this game? Or do you just really just are like, Mike, you're going to hate all
of these? How many would you say, oh, you know what? Good move by the Pistons if they went out and got this person.
Not great. Just it has to meet the standard of good.
This person will help this team to the next level.
Okay.
Because we could all agree that the Pistons, they're on the precipice of really becoming a power in the East. With the East, you know, they're reshuffling the deck. David, if you would, please.
Free agent list. Ty Jerome.
Go to hell. Why do I want a guy who's played for six teams, he finally had a productive season with Cleveland, and you're going to be the one who pays him? You know how that movie ends. Try hard guy tries hard. Finally, after falling on his face for 5 years, gets decent, and then you reward him. You know what happens. No.
Brook Lopez.
Oh, God, stop it. He's 50. What the hell do I need him for?
Harris LeVert.
Feet made of Legos. Next.
Gary Trent Jr.
I mean, for $5? Like, what does it say he's going to want?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
I'd pay him a couple of bucks, but that doesn't move the needle.
Bruce Brown.
Oh, for God's sakes. Maybe 5 years ago.
Trey Lyles.
Is this a joke?
No.
No.
This was in the Free Press. This is what we're offering this fan base after this breakthrough year.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Player I can't figure out. Came out of VTech, had a lot of skills, first round pick. He hasn't put it all together. But I'm openly questioning whether anybody can flourish in New Orleans.
Here's three more for you.
Tyus Jones, Cam Payne, and Mason Plumlee. That's the free agent list. I have five others that you could possibly trade for.
Oh, no, no, no. See, unlike Jeff Rieger, didn't oversell this. I'm like, oh, wait till he sees this list. We purposely kept it away from you.
Cameron Payne? You're going to hold a press conference for Cameron Payne?
Or Mason Plumlee.
Okay, guys, you can say I'm being unfair. Am I speaking for you or am I on an island? To hell with that whole list.
Which is why I said you're better off just re-signing everybody who was on the team last year and running it back.
Okay, you're right. Now let me get to the trade stuff.
You start with the Pelicans forward, Herbert Jones.
I'm okay with it, but you know who I want on that team. And I understand there's some legal issues right now, but I'll stay away from it. I keep going. I'll let you know where Herb Jones lands when I hear the other names.
Another Pelican, Trey Murphy III, who is on a four-year, $112 million contract. Boston Celtics forward, Sam Hauser.
He's cheap.
He is.
Dead-eye shooter, underrated defensive player. David, that's a player for $8 million. There's a high level of functionality there. I'd love to keep him as a Celtics fan, but we have to cost cut. I like Sam Hauser because he's – look, how about this? You pay $9 million for useless-ass Fontecchio. I could pay $8 million for a guy who helped the Celtics win the championship, and he's one of the best three-point shooters in basketball. And he's not an albatross defensively.
Well, speaking of won a championship and can shoot the three, Klay Thompson.
What?
Trade candidate. And then the final one would
be...
He's
40.
Not quite 40, but I get what you're saying.
Another Dallas Maverick, and this one might actually be worth something, is P.J. Washington.
He's had a lot of runs of being effective. A little bit of a goofball off the court, but I could work my way there.
No room for radio and not Kyrie?
No.
Guys, I think what I take away from this, though, and it's kind of depressing,
mm-hmm.
is... This is an article thrown out by, I would assume, a beat writer whose life is covering the NBA. If this is what they think the realistic targets are, then Rico wins. I'll just take option B.
And that's why, right, when David told me, and I'm like, you might as well just re-sign everybody that you already have and run this thing back.
If your offseason featured a trade and a signing from the list of players that David just gave you, are you celebrating that?
Brooke Lopez. Brooke Lopez and Caris LeVert. No.
David, what am I missing?
You're not. You just hit the nail on the head. This is not a list that excites you. This is something. It doesn't seem serious to me.
Cameron Payne.
It just doesn't.
He's try-hard guy that's good for about 5 minutes a game. And then that's it.
Look, the Trey Murphy thing, I don't hate. I want a different player on that team. I understand with legal situations happening, it's probably not the time to do that topic. We have to see how that plays out. The Murphy thing I could get. The problem is, how good is he on a terrible team? So when you're putting up 20 a night, well, what does it really mean? And again, he's a good enough three-point shooter. I'd have to...
38.3% career.
I thought it was 36. Okay. Yeah, I could do the Trey Murphy thing.
So, which goes back to something we talked about earlier in the show. David, it's not on your list of trades, but do the Pistons get involved? If the Knicks trying to move Cat, should the Pistons get involved with that?
Okay. I'll stay out of this. This one's for Detroit. Go ahead. Because I don't think you would want to give up what it would take. Look, there just aren't big men who can shoot the rock the way he does. He can post. Does he do some dumb things? Yes. Punchable face, no question. But he's still he'd still be your unequivocal, unquestioned second best player. Mm-hmm. Period. You could, but what would you have to give up to do it? Would the Knicks be willing to do that with an Eastern Conference rival? I again, if I'm the Knicks, I'm asking for a lot for Karl Anthony Towns. A lot. And I just don't think the Pistons are going to be in the business of doing that.
No, I just know they're trying to move him. And are you willing to just go ahead? Because people were like, oh, go get Giannis. Well, he's going to be available. It's going to cost you. Would you like to see Detroit jump into the Karl Anthony Towns sweepstakes. 248-539-9797.
The other problem, and again, three-point percentage. Now, David, here's the thing. So I just pulled up Murphy's stuff. You know, as the volume has gone up, the numbers have gone down, and he basically turned into a 35% shooter this year. The other problem is this is a guy who's started a grand total of 140 games in 4 years. This was the first year he really popped a little bit. But he did it in New Orleans on a god-awful team. But I like that he's 24 and there might be more there. That he can get better. That bringing him into a winning team. I could work my way around it. I'd much prefer to do that and invest a higher price. Let's say, what's Murphy getting? About 20 a year?
Yeah, four-year, $112 million deal that kicks in this season.
Oh, God. So then I got him for 4 years.
Yes.
That's at like 20.
25, 27, 29, and 31.
That's a 27 a year, 28 a year.
That's correct.
An investment.
No, because, Rico, what I'd rather do is take Tobias's 26 plus Fontecchio plus actual assets and pick. I'll pay $40 million to the right player.
Right.
Really, I don't.
That's not the right player.
I guess I get tired of why do we always have to accept the try-hard guy? Why can't we actually go out and get a high-level player?
And that's why I said, all right, Karl Anthony Towns. Knicks do not want him.
Again, you would have to be willing to give up things you're not willing to give up. It's not about the idea. It's about you can't deconstruct this roster. And if I'm the Knicks and I'm trading with a rival, because make no mistake now, you're rivals. You're in the mix. They're in the mix. I don't see it. The KD thing makes more sense because you're launching him to the sun. You don't see Karl Anthony Towns anymore.
That's true.
248-539-9797. We'll get some ticket texts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, David, give me a few of the ticket texts. Free press with a Pistons offseason primer, free agent and trade targets. I'm not trying to be a bleephole. I just, that entire list just angers me. But go ahead. Let me hear what the ticket texts have to say. We'll get some calls.
I thought the same thing when I read this list earlier today. This list is awful. I would not be excited with this type of offseason.
Hey, can you imagine showing your fan base after this great turnaround and on the cusp of winning a playoff series? We'd like to introduce Brooke Lopez. I mean, it doesn't add up to me. Oh, hey, Ty Jerome was a scrub and an off-injured player, but hey, he had a nice year in Cleveland. So here's a BOGO deal, 4-80. What? The idea is whatever they do this summer has to be a move forward. And look, I've said this. I don't believe long-term you're wasting about $25 million a year between Beef Stew and Fontecchio. And I like Beef Stew. I don't like his contract. Fontecchio wasn't even in your rotation at $9 million a year. And look, Tobias Harris is fine enough. But the step forward resides in that $50 million of player mm-hmm. that doesn't equate to anything. Hey, When you tell me he's a great backup center, you're right. But until my starting five is complete, I don't care about that. And I don't care about the same video clip of him charging LeBron like a bull. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah, ironically enough, I put it in a little trade machine. It works, but yeah, he was one of the names that go in there for Towns. I was just trying to see what they would take, but I doubt the Knicks wouldn't take this.
I would do it out of spite at this point.
It would be Tobias Harris, Beef Stew, and Ron Holland.
See, and again, that is one where you got to bite down really hard to trade Ron Holland. You got to be sure that if I'm going to deal that type of asset, does the player I'm getting in return, am I going to be elevated to championship contention? Look, the problem you're going to run into, I can't control what's going on in the Western Conference. Does Oklahoma City look like they're set up to be the closest thing to a dynasty we'll see? Yes. Now, the CBA doesn't let you keep teams together, but OKC, it's different because they have 800 first-round picks. They've even got a guy like Nikola Topic who's sitting in a Yeti cooler in Croatia right now. I haven't even brought him over yet.
See, I don't think that OKC is because I think that what you're going to see is Dallas getting healthy.
Oh, but wait, I thought their franchise was dead when they traded Luka. Are all those idiots still moaning in the streets?
No, they're not. And people can say he got lucky. You upgraded Luka for Cooper Flagg because I think Cooper Flagg is going to come in here and I think he's going to be a star in this league. And then you still have San Antonio who, could, if they do the right moves, man, they're going to be really good as well. So I don't
think
that's
why I said I can't control the West. Your job is to win the East, and whoever you got to deal with, you deal with.
You're right. I don't think the Knicks will do a trade with Detroit. Damn. It was just worth the shot.
This list is an absolute joke and doesn't excite me at all. Someone else says, we have to find a way to get Derrick White from the Celtics. That's who I want, not anyone on this list.
Okay, I want to help you with this. And I appreciate your text and I appreciate your perspective. You will have to talk to your fellow fan who is clueless. Because you bring up Derrick White. Evan read me, Bleacher Report had a Derrick White trade. Every comment on it was mocking Derrick White. This is a joke. Jaden Ivey's better than him. You can fit the basketball intellect of this town in a thimble. Derrick White's a championship player. He's one of the handful of best two-way guards in the league. He would be phenomenal here. But hey, go ahead. Roll it with Jaden Ivey. Do whatever you want. I'm just making a point. If you like Jaden Ivey, like Jaden Ivey. But you don't have to mock Derrick White. Derrick White's one of the top 40 players in the league. Top 40. Maybe top 35. My point is, he's a hell of a good basketball player. And here's the other thing the average goofball doesn't factor in. Contract. Look up Derrick White's contract. Tell me if he's overpaid. He's on a sweetheart of a deal. And it has term.
Go ahead, David.
No, it was more rhetorical than anything else.
Okay.
I'm making a point to you. I love the ticket texter's idea. I'd absolutely pick up the phone, but we have to see if I still believe the Celtics are going to deal Drew Holiday, Porzingis, and Hauser. The Hauser one is the most interesting based on elite three-point shooter, underrated defensive player, and again, a guy who's done it in the playoffs. So I'm okay with Sam Hauser, and he's dirt cheap. I think he's $8 million.
Yeah, Derrick White's 4-year, $118 million.
That's Rico, underpaid.
Yeah, average of about a little under $30 million a year.
It's
similar to the Trey Murphy contract, but he's a better, much better player. Yeah, than Trey Murphy.
Again, led all guards in blocks, steals, great passer, great shooter, clutch player. Which again, we like guys with clutch. Cade kind of lacks it right now. This is a guy who could take the last shot of a game, be all right. Now, the next thing that's happening, because I can already sense the people thumbing these takes into their phones. Oh, he's got Tatum on his team. Okay, great. Super. Who was the NBA Finals MVP last year? Hint, it wasn't Jason Tatum. Who was Eastern Conference Finals MVP last year? Hint, it wasn't Jason Tatum. It was Jaylen Brown. Derrick White played a huge role in two Celtics runs to the final, including one victory. He was huge in 2022. And he was massive last year in the playoffs. That's a winning player.
Yeah, he is.
I'd absolutely love it. I just don't know if Celtics are going to do it. And you got to be willing to pay. you have to give up things. And the Celtics are not going to take back a lot of money. So you're not shipping Tobias there. It's not that easy flip. You'd have to be dealing players you don't want to deal.
See, I figured you would take Tobias just because he would fall off. No, because he would fall off your books.
No, you're not getting it. The Celtics can't take money. They cannot. This second apron, I would say read the CBA, your head would explode. Rico.
I guess my thing is then how do you get rid of, are you just giving away players?
Or
draft picks?
No, an example. They would package draft picks with Porzingis and somebody would give you a dead body on an expiring for, let's say, 33% of the deal. Like a $12 million corpse and you package something with KP. Or you trade, Drew Holiday.
So Tobias would have been good last year with the expiring.
It would have helped before you signed him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything now. You'd have to give the Celtics like an Ausar Thompson or something.
Gotcha.
And Lord knows, everyone's already turned him into Dennis Rodman, so you can't deal with him.
Gotcha.
Let me go to the people, see what they've got to say. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Absolutely disgusted by the list. You absolutely speak for me. I'd rather just run it back at that point. But about Karl Anthony Towns, first of all, are you surprised the Knicks moved on from Thibs or no?
No, because everything I was hearing, and I said it during the playoffs, he was going to get fired. He had kind of ridden those players into the ground. This whole idea that he didn't play his bench, it's a lot of minutes as Kenny would say, a lot of minutes. It never felt like the right coach for that team that is an offensive-minded team.
Now, he wore that team down, and you saw it against Indiana. They had nothing in the fourth
quarter. I'm not surprised. Right. No, Joe.
So we talk a lot about the East opening up and how Indy and I still think is really good, but the Cavs are fake, Boston's tearing it down. Could you see a scenario where New York tears it down, or do you think they just try to retool and that gives us an opportunity to slide in if we make a move?
I think they're a wild card because anytime the Knicks get a moment of prosperity, they usually swallow a hand grenade. So I wouldn't be shocked if they blew this thing up a little bit. The Thibodeau thing is not the reason why. But I think it's this immediately. I mean, Joe, the blood wasn't even dry on the season, and you saw Karl Anthony Towns slander pieces. Mm-hmm. Like they were preloaded in the journalistic canon. So, yes, right. I think they could blow it up. Look, Joe, the opportunity for the Pistons is there. It depends if they're ready to go. If Trajan doesn't.
We get a star with Cade, we're winning the East next year. I'm calling it.
I mean, it depends on the player, but I'm not laughing at you.
No.
Because I think, look, this is something I've talked about. It's going to be the seventh year in a row with a new champion, right? I think it'll be an eighth. Like, the only team that has a hope of going on a back-to-back at any point in the next 5 years is probably OKC or San Antonio. Other than that, go to the Eastern Conference. Would it surprise you if each of the next 4 years it was a new team going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
No. As much as I like Indiana, I can't see them running it back if they want it. So I'm with you. Yeah, and that's why it's imperative. You can't really deal anybody off this list. If that's the case, I'd rather you bring everybody back, but you got to do better.
Can't believe Rico and the Free Press presented a list so disgusting that I agree with run it back strategy.
Oh, wow. No. The second I saw the list, that was just run the whole thing back.
Okay, we'll get to a football today. Top of the hour, we want to revisit the Frank Ragnow retirement. Has it changed the biggest need on this team? We'll lay it out. And if you want a little Tiger talk, we did about 2 hours on it, which is, look, Jeff Passan put out your primary trade target. I think it's brilliant. It works monetarily. It's a prove-it deal. It's an expiring contract, position of need, right-handed bat. Just weird how many people want to fight it. Nah, don't do that. I don't want to give up a prospect. Guys, you got the best record in the American League. You know who's not going to stop at the trade deadline? All your competitors. The Dodgers have an unlimited budget, but you know what they're going to do? Buy more. Mm-hmm. The Yankees aren't going to stop. The idea that somehow you're a perfect ball club, you're sipping that Kool-Aid. You're off to a hot start. You do a nice job. You generally have a better pitcher on the mound every night. You've got a lot going for you. But you got a long way to go if you think you're winning the World Series. So the move is, I think it's Jeff Passan. Very nice job on that. But that's available at Odyssey.com Rewind. David, ticket text first. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, regarding the list, someone says, why is it every year I have to hear about Klay Thompson rumor to the Pistons? It's not happening, and I don't want him anymore. Does he have any legs?
No. I have no interest. None.
It's funny how bad that list of names is. I actually thought you were talking about the Lions. Pistons should be nowhere near that list.
And again, that's put out by the Free Press, by the Beat. You know, I don't think they're just plucking names out of the sky. But if that's how this organization's going to operate, forget it. You're wasting everybody's time. This was a really nice season. Really good vibes. Mm-hmm. That would soil a lot of it. When you have a press conference and you're putting Brooke Lopez on stage or Caris LeVert, feet sold separately. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, Mason Plumlee, Cameron Payne. Ugh. Someone says his name wasn't on this list, but be a free agent, may cost a lot. Naz Reid is the only one I want on any free agent list. That's Rod in Detroit. I'm not adding Cat to a team that has Jalen Duren. I'm not giving up Duren for him either. P-Dog from Novi. Bobby Portis has a player option this year. If he became available, I think he would be a great add for this team. Cheap. Mm. If we lose Stewart, though, we'd lose the defense, but we would get some scoring. That's Baylor and Cleveland.
Just another one of these hardos. Why does every guy who comes here have to be a dog? Oh, he's chippy. He's tough. Okay, great. Fine. Bobby Portis. That's what's going to put us over the top. You nailed it. Like, I just, it's almost like, what do you have to be typecast? Mm-hmm. Are we starring in a mafia movie? Mm-hmm. So I have to have, like, you know, James Gandolfini play the lead?
Yeah, Joe
like,
Pesci, yeah.
What is this? I have a basketball team that is a robin away from being a championship caliber team, and we're talking about Bobby effing Portis.
Because it has to fit into the type of the bad boys and going to work.
No, it doesn't. It does not have to fit. Not for me, it doesn't.
Okay, David, you're a unicorn. You're on the outside. Okay, you may not even be a real Pistons fan. I don't know.
I am the only Pistons fan in this building.
You say you're a Michigan fan, and you're not that either. So, but I think for Pistons fans, it has to fall into that blueprint: bad boys going to work, tough, grit. That's why they love Beef Stew. He was ready to fight LeBron. Yeah. Okay.
I want players that can play.
I don't need that.
I need players that can play. I don't care that you want to fight LeBron James. That means nothing to me. Here's the way you fight LeBron James. Defend him and score on him. What you do.
Right, send him home at the end of a series. There you go.
Need to get a star to pair with Cade for sure, but we need other shooters as well. So I would call Sacramento to get another one in Keegan Murray. Scott in Tecumseh.
Yeah, but why would they give up Keegan Murray? I think if anything, the only king who could be on the move you'd care about is if Sabonis ass out. Like, we're making this too difficult. And you can do multiple things that don't cost you your future. I mean, if you could get Sam Hauser, there's your shooting. Then you got to pair up. You got to choose your adventure here. You're not going to keep both Ivy and Duren because you can't pay them both. You got to trade one. Mm-hmm. Then you got to pick between Holland and Assur. You got to pick one of them. You take a couple of picks. You've got the right contract in Tobias, and you make a move. And then you're ready to roll. But, I mean, you guys are complicating this stuff.
No, I think it boils down to you have to have that specific perfect player in order to make the deal, but the perfect player doesn't exist.
No, what they're going to do is probably nothing. Okay? It'll be the Jim Costa plan. Let it simmer, wait for the kids, give Trajan time, they're going to develop. That's all this is. I mean, hell, we got people on this station who are comping this team to Oklahoma City.
I don't think Trajan's going to do that. Trajan made some small moves, but they were the right moves, got this team better. Yeah, I'm going to call me a trade bot. I'm going to let him do whatever he does this summer, and then I'll judge the man.
Trade bot. Go ahead, David.
Let me preface it before I read this. When I'm reading this, went to give information because everyone doesn't know. They don't see all the news. Someone says, Devin Booker, please. No, it's a big ask. Well, there's a report out there. He is not getting traded. He is involved with the coaching search.
Right. We've said
that's
it for weeks.
Not happening.
They've basically made him Michael Jordan, that he is the organization. They're not dealing. Next.
But you may see him at a, you know, Lions game with a Tigers cap on.
I'm so tired of that bit.
Oh, it was always my dream to play for Coach Izzo. Yeah, really? You committed to Kentucky, you bum. Oh, but here's a pair of green and white sneakers. Get out.
Didn't understand that one at all.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, it's different for someone like me or Keenan to say our dream was to play for Izzo. We had no shot. He could have done it. He could have made it happen.
David was like, wow. I'm like, they offered you the scholarship. You went to Kentucky. It was easy. If that was your dream, hey, coach, I'm going to be a Spartan.
No, but it's all cities guys. Oh, I'm repping Detroit. Well, do me a favor. Then accept a trade to Detroit or wear a different hat. I get tired of it. You want to be here so bad? Be here.
Yeah, I don't care that you had a game against the Pistons and then walked across the street for a playoff game with the Lions hat on. So what?
Yeah, he's here every time. There right. He is.
If you want to be here, be here. Otherwise, take the hat off. You're a phony. Not interested. One more, and then we're going to break because you're upsetting me now.
How am I upsetting you?
I'm kidding. You're fine.
I would drop anyone besides K for Sabonis. Please. Please gotta become available.
He's got to be available. Look, we'll keep tabs on all of it. And in the coming weeks, you're going to get your answers. By 4th of July weekend or whenever the hell this thing opens up, Sham Sharania has gone on record saying this is going to be the most explosive offseason in history. Okay.
And then let Trajan cook.
And then I'll be a trade bot. That's right. That's right. Rico's all excited. The Pistons have signed Ed Pinckney.
We're running it back.
What? And I'll tell you right now, people will line up, including hosts on the station. Oh, it's the right move.
I say that I'm joking. Just
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.